You know, I wasn't really sure what to think about this thing, but we done started it now, so friends. Welcome back, friends and family, to the Coop Podcast. We're going to start off with something a little light today. What's y'all's favorite album from the past fiscal year? So July 2nd, 2022. How about y'all give me some favorite albums?
Easy.
What you got?
Easy, Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny?
God. I just can't enjoy it. I don't understand it.
I ain't speak Spanish, bro.
That's what I'm saying, but it's Spanish. Still...
No, I know it's good.
That was, like, the best album of the
year. I don't know how good it is, but I know it's good.
Did it come out this year, though?
Well, was it from July 2nd, 2022 onwards?
July, Bad Bunny's album?
Yeah.
Bad Bunny?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I want to say he dropped it last summer, but it may have been, like, June.
Oh, yeah? Bad Nick, what you got?
I don't know, that's a tough one. Which, are you talking about that one?
No.
El Viano Sin Ti? That one?
yeah, that one.
Was
that 2022?
2022?
What month? Not that it really matters that much, but we know your choice. We know your choice. I get you.
I don't know the exact year.
I get that, yeah.
I don't keep up with
what you got, Nick?
I don't know. I don't really keep up with albums. About like on a yearly basis, I just listen to it.
Okay, what's something recent that you really liked? Like, what? Just give me something here, you know. I got a couple, but I just want to know what my friends have to say.
Business and Business was a good album. I don't know if it's the best, but definitely a
was that your favorite?
No, I don't know. So I'm having to process.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure.
What else you got? One.
I'll look.
Her Loss. Her Loss is up.
Yeah, there. I like Her Loss. I like Her Loss.
Sure, up there.
That's a good choice.
There's quite a few different songs there, different vibes. I'm telling you, 21 this year, man. 21 this year has been doing its thing. Some people say he carried.
He really has.
It's kind of hard to...
Like, carried? No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of hard to think. Like,
someone carried Drake. That.
But, like, he has some tracks on that that are just like, ah, yeah. No, like, his verse was bad. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no. Her Loss was good up there.
He doesn't have that legacy yet to really be able to be like, yeah, he definitely carried that.
Yeah.
He was good. Yeah,
no,
don't get me wrong.
He definitely was good.
Like, he was definitely good.
Like, you know how Spotify has the on repeat playlist for you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to say I still have like 5 songs from that album on that playlist. And that playlist has what, like 20 songs?
Something like that, yeah.
So it's like, so I have like 5.
Yeah, what's your favorite track on there, if you know off the top of your head? I know a couple. That are contenders, at least, for her Loss.
That was tough, because then, like, you get to the point where you heard it so much that you get tired of that specific song.
Okay.
So it's like, it's a constant flow. I don't know. I would have to look at my phone, but, you know, my phone's recording.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sorry, phone. Yeah, I got to say, probably Middle of the Ocean.
That was good.
That's probably my favorite.
What's it called?
Jumbotron Shit Popping? Yeah.
Jumbotron, that's for a good sure, one. Up there for me.
Yeah. Nick, you got a favorite one off that track?
Off which track?
Her Loss.
Not really.
No?
No. I don't really listen to it that much. Good album. Good quality. I just didn't really listen to it.
What's the one with that 21? It's just 21 by himself.
Oh. It's like a street name. I forgot what it is, though. I know which one you're talking about, though. That's pretty decent.
Smooth. Smooth song. Smooth.
Definitely smooth.
When Kendrick drop Morale?
That was May. May of last year, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, so a little while ago, but you know, it's close enough.
He dropped it right before we started becoming a slave for what was the horse race?
Steeplechase.
Steeplechase. Yeah. We clocked in. I was listening to it on the way there. 5 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
My shit was on shuffle, and I forgot, and I got a little upset. I was like, come on, man, I want to listen to this in order, but I was like, man, this feels a little bit out of place. Yeah. Some of these songs, I'm just like. Yeah, but it was because I was on shuffle. So. It is still good stuff.
It was good album. Though.
Yeah.
Good album.
That's a good pick too, Nate.
Yeah, even though it's a little bit out there, just quality pick.
Well, I think he won album of the year, though, right? With that album?
Ooh. Did he? Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to say he won album of the year.
BET? Or...
That's got to be racist.
BET literally just had their award like 2 weeks ago.
Hey, Jack Harlow was on there, bro. Can't be racist. It's Jack Harlow.
It's gotta be racist. No, I want to say it was like the Grammys.
Yeah. I think it was like best rap album of the year. Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah, he was up there. I think.
Who's competing against him?
Push T. Oh, come on. I bet you didn't listen to that.
I didn't.
Yep.
I didn't.
Yep.
It's Almost Dry, bro. It's Almost Dry. You got to listen to it. That's a good album. Lots of like, just wrong, like, what's the word? Like, just hard lyrics.
All right, so it's a lyrical album.
It's very lyrical. Push is a lyrical artist, for sure. Like, he's got entendres everywhere, bro. Like, you just got to listen to him.
I think he's too aggressive on the mic, man.
He can be.
Like, bro, settle down.
He's definitely got, like, mostly just, like, one style for the most part.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, something about having a grown man yelling in my ear. Just don't sit right.
He ain't yelling. Come on, man. He's like your father. He's sternly talking to you. He's like my dad, too. He's sternly talking to you, you know?
So you must have really not liked Pink Tape.
Right,
I didn't get to say my favorite albums yet. What the heck?
Sorry, come on now.
That's not one of my favorites quite yet. I know y'all like, well, I know Juan did, the Lil Yachty album. What you think about that? You like that?
Smooth.
Yeah, that's
not
probably,
what I expected.
Yeah, some good stuff.
I remember my first listen, specifically, I remember listening to it because you kept going on and on, and I like waited a whole week to listen to it.
Yeah.
I had a whole bunch of paperwork. I want to say, when did he drop it?
That was in January, I'm pretty sure.
I may have been prepping some tax work.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And I had to sit down at my desk. Kinda. I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to put it on the background, listen to it while I'm doing some paperwork.
Yeah.
And then I was impressed. I was like, at no point did I feel like I have to lower the volume or he's going too hard. It's like, you've heard some Yachty songs where he's a performer too.
Right,
like,
absolutely.
It's like,
facts.
He's a performer, so I was expecting some bump and stuff, and it's like, nah, that was like
smooth.
Like,
yeah, not expecting that. Huh?
Yeah, 7 a.m. car ride to work.
Yep, chilling.
Yeah,
you're
warm
chilling,
you up.
Bro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like warm you up. No one's yelling mm-hmm. in my ear. No grown man yelling in my ear.
Yep.
So is that your favorite?
No, bro.
That's one of my favorites. That Don Toliver album, Lovesick. Y'all listen to that? You like that?
Good album.
That's some good stuff. He's a good artist for sure. He's just, and the samples on there, they were crazy.
Underrated.
Not crazy, but like underrated. they were definitely good for the style he was going with. Definitely that Lovesick type of vibe. You know what I'm saying? And then another one, Forever Story, JID. That was a really good track. If y'all listen to that, definitely a lot of lyrics in that thing. You know?
Yeah. I've been listening to a lot more authentic music recently.
Define authentic. What you got?
My money, it gotta be racist. It's gotta be.
It's authentic music.
Yeah, what
in
you got?
In terms of,
kind of like rock.
The artist, like personal music.
Yeah,
like there's talking about like real things, not just. Rapping, like they're talking from like, I'm trying to figure out the best way to word it, but they're talking from like the heart, like it's real music. Like these
emotional.
Are actually like, not even necessarily emotional. It's like true music,
like passionate,
like storytelling music. That's like, all right, I actually went through this, and this is the song about it. Versus just like this, like mumble rumble, Lil Pump stuff.
Right. So who you been listening to, artist wise, that has the authentic music?
Kendrick's always had authentic music.
Oh, absolutely. That's a genuine question. I want to hear
Kendrick. All that to say Kendrick. That's
yeah, I'm not done. Let me finish. Have you guys heard of Jelly Roll?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's actually from the Yacht.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
He used to come into my Publix. Did I tell you all that?
No.
Yeah, dude. This dude used to come into my Publix. I worked, you know where I live, mm-hmm. kind of over that way. And, I'd be working the front counter or whatever. And he just walk in there. He's all tatted up. You know, he's kind of one of a kind out there because not everybody's just tatted up like that. And I'm like, man, what's this guy doing? And then he'd always come with his wife and they go shopping, like just casually. I'm like,
wife?
Yeah.
You're married?
I don't remember exactly what she looked like, but I was like, you know, I wasn't too. It was him. It was for him for sure. Anyway, so can't make me laugh like that, bro. All right, what you pulling up there?
You just look.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, that's her. She looked a little bigger.
I can't really see.
She looked a little bigger when I saw her. I could have sworn she was bigger than that. Yeah. But
anyways, yeah. Shout out Jelly Roll. Yeah. It's just real authentic. His music is more on the emotional side. Mm. But it's real authentic, stuff he's been through, stuff he's seen.
Yeah, he's a good artist. And he's definitely blown up in popularity here recently too.
He just won 3 CMT awards in one night.
Crazy.
He's only been in the country scene for 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Apologize, but I'm a little stupid, right? He won what?
3 CMTs.
Country Music Television.
It's country music.
CMAs or whatever. That kind of stuff. Yeah,
I was stereotyping because I saw the picture of him and I didn't think he did country music.
Exactly. Yeah.
What you thought he did, rap or something?
He kind of looks like Action Bronson. Action Bronson. Yeah. That's probably closest I relate to him, or at least from Juan's perspective on that.
He gave me more Machine Gun Kelly type, Okay.
Like that rock
pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, he won the what?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's one of those just new guys I started listening to.
Yeah. He's good. He's good.
Different genre than rap, but
right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of favorite albums here recently, how'd y'all like the Pink Tape? I know I mentioned it last week. I wanted to hear what y'all had to say before I give a little spiel on it.
Haven't listened to the entire thing because I could not make it through the entire thing.
Okay.
He would have a really good song, and then the next song he would be doing some Playboi Carti shit. Shout out Playboi, but I just don't listen to his music like that. I saw the rage type stuff isn't really what I'm into.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I hear a solid Uzi kind of throwback, Baby Pluto time.
Okay.
And then the next song would just be, wah, wah. And I was okay.
No. Right.
No.
Okay. No. What you guys say, Juan? All
right. While I'm talking, can you pull up the Travis Scott track with him? I think it's track 3
or
4.
Oh, no.
Pull up the lyrics.
Don't decide the lyric. Come on, bro.
Pull up the lyrics.
Hey.
Pull up the lyrics.
Because he hit her doesn't mean she has to do the gritty, okay? It doesn't mean that.
No. Because I mentioned it last episode. I said, dude is mid-tier. I said, what would I say, C? Tier C?
For who? Travis?
No. For Uzi.
Uzi?
I said mid-tier. I said he's mid. I got him right next to DaBaby.
Hell no.
He's that garbage, bro.
Hell no.
He's that
you crazy,
garbage.
Bro.
Let me Uzi?
Uzi
not has, all time. Current,
no, no,
it's recently.
All time, he's much higher.
Come on. Damn.
Okay, recently he's...
Oh my god.
But he hadn't dropped in 2 years? He hadn't dropped since pre-COVID.
Yeah. And then the thing you drop after a two-year hiatus is...
So I listened to
inconsistent.
First two tracks I listened to, right? I'm over here driving... to work.
Sure.
And I was let me throw it on, let me see what I'll work with. Sure. And I said, damn, this is hot garbage. This is bad.
There are some songs where I got 30 seconds in and I was like, this is not getting any better, it's only getting worse.
I want to say the first two songs reminded me of Lil Pump so much.
Lil Pump?
No, this specific song with Travis. This specific song with Travis, let's read it.
Yeah.
Let me make sure it's this one. All right. Featuring Travis Scott A. Okay. It starts with, Lil Uzi Wah. Shook, I'm working on dying. It's Lil Uzi in this bitch. Yeah. My neck is filled with water. Hey, I might just fuck around and take your daughter. Yeah.
It sounds stupid when you read it, of course, because you ain't singing to it.
Sometimes I feel like a target. Is this the song?
Yeah, this is it. All
right, play. Hold on. This is so bad.
It's not, though.
It's so bad.
Bro, we're going to get DMCA'd right now, bro.
No.
They're going to copyright our ass right now.
I thought it was going to be good. And they just
don't see this going hard and rolling loud?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see. I went into
if you picture
loud,
it exactly.
I went into
that.
My
that's the
mindset
you got to get into.
Fuck that. Listen to verse 1. That was the chorus.
Uh huh.
Chorus catchy. I'll give him that. If that's what he was going for, good for him. I mean, not me. Verse 1. Fuck on that bitch for free. Hey, this shit feel like victory. Hey, money ain't shit to me. Hey, Lou Versi on a roll. Uh-huh, hey, I put them diamonds on my teeth. Hey, might put some diamonds on my nose. Hey, hey, I put them diamonds on my teeth. Hey, that is hot garbage.
All right.
That is hot garbage.
It's not J. Cole.
This is Lil Pump.
This ain't Lil Pump. Lil Pump rap faster than this, bro.
It's the same concept.
It's not, though.
It's the same concept.
No, it's not. It's not.
That is garbage. If you think this is a good rap artist, I can be a rap artist.
He wasn't trying to do 100% rap.
I still got my notes out.
What's in your notes?
Our old raps. And I guarantee you, my shit's the same as
this. Oh, hell.
This is so bad.
Please don't bring those up, bro. I can't believe you mentioned that.
It's how bad this is, bro. This is bad.
Okay. You got to understand, okay? He wasn't going for the traditional. You don't even like Lil Uzi, first off.
First off, fuck you, okay?
Because he wasn't going for the traditional Lil Uzi Vert, like that, like sad, you know, type of vibe that he usually has, right? And you don't even like him in the first place. So, as a Lil Uzi Vert fan, me myself included, you gotta understand that he wasn't really trying to go for that kind of vibe. He was more so going for like a. This is definitely more alternative. He went for more like a Whole Lotta Red like type of vibe, because this is one of those albums where it's like that's how I kind of was with Whole Lotta Red originally. You don't really understand the relevance of some of these tracks until you go see them live, or until you can kind of like imagine kind of like the vibe behind it. Okay, I know it's kind of hard for me to explain why I like a track so much, or, you know, why you dislike a track so much. That's because it's all opinion based because of our past stuff. But
we're not talking about performances. We're talking about
music. Right.
I'm talking about the music.
Yeah. Maybe from like a musical. If you were to go, you know, oh shit, I just listened to Mozart. Yeah, this is some hot garbage. Of course you're gonna say that. Or if you just listen to some, oh, I don't know, Drake. You know, maybe this is like, you know, eh, you know. I wouldn't. This is not a album that you'd listen to in every setting. This isn't something that you go to your wife's baby shower and then put on, right? No, you put on some I don't know, some Drake or something, for example, right?
I would never play this album.
Okay.
In any setting.
Okay, but
this is bad. This is bad.
It's not, though. That's this the problem. Bad. It's different. You gotta understand. It's different. He wasn't going for that traditional, like.
This is the same argument going back to how you feel about Drake's albums when he drops and they're kind of mid-tiers. You're like, oh, he's being experimental. He's doing something different.
Exactly.
It's the exact same way. Just different
versions. This is pushing his limits.
It was garbage.
What album do I think was garbage?
His disco album or whatever.
Disco was garbage.
It wasn't my favorite. I knew that what he was trying to do, he was trying to, you know, push his limits a little bit because, like you said, he's Mr. Worldwide. Uzi, he's pushing his limits a little bit. He's never made an album that's just like pure early 20s rager type rage.
The mic picked that up.
Oh, did it? Oh, cool. Okay. That's okay. Anyway, this stems from some of his songs that were just, you know, rage, pretty much. This is a rage rock album. This is pretty much what that is, and that's the theme he was going for, which is fine.
Yeah,
and I feel like it's either you like, because you don't even like Playboi Carti either, do you?
I like some of his songs, but he's not an artist on my radar.
Okay. So this is how a lot of people felt with Whole Lotta Red when it first came out, right? December 25th, 2020. I opened my PC and I listened to that album right on Christmas Day. I was playing my PC, and I was like, man, I'm never listening to this again, right? Then I go see him live, and I understood. I understood, you know, what that kind of music's like and what kind of people, like, really enjoy it. And I understand why I enjoy it. And it was just, it's something to just, like, go crazy to, literally. Half those tracks are. And then, yeah, there's definitely some tracks on there that are a little bit much for the average rap listener, you know, because there's some rock on there, and then he does some good mashups between his normal style and some rock, right? But it's different. That's the problem. And Cardi pushed the different limits in that sort of style when it came to Rage with Whole Lotta Red, and people didn't understand it back in the day. Okay, just kind of summarize, you know, all the Pink Tape and what y'all think. What would you? Well, y'all didn't really get through all of it, so it's tough for y'all to give an out of 10 rating.
No, I can give it an out of 10 rating.
Okay.
I've listened to the entire album.
You did listen to the whole thing? Like okay.
Five songs.
Right.
Probably like three, four.
Okay.
Right.
The bonus tracks at the end are really good because those are like old Uzi songs as well. So you might
love those.
You might like those a little bit more because they're kind of like that Juice WRLD type style, just like, you know, chill, you know, like little emo rap type stuff, you know. It's cool stuff. And you don't like Juice WRLD either one. That's the problem. It's like you're kind of missing the whole headspace when it comes to this genre of music.
No. Y'all can attest. I got some Juice WRLD in my like playlist.
Oh yeah.
No, he's not saying you don't listen to Juice WRLD. He's saying that you don't understand everything behind it average Juice WRLD listener.
You see him perform live?
I don't have to see him perform live.
You see him perform live? I did. So anyway.
What?
Oh, is that the same time you like lost your phone and everything?
Yeah, I lost my phone.
Saw Juice WRLD?
I saw Juice WRLD live with his little female.
I was supposed to go see him in May at Hangout Fest, that year, like December. He passed. I was supposed to see him in May.
I'm so extremely jealous right now. Dude, I didn't know that.
And I like somehow this is like crazy story actually.
Yeah.
I'm in Bonnaroo. Night one, like Thursday night, we're camping out. I'm in this little sesh, me and my boy Tony. Shout out Tony. And we're hanging out. At the time, we hit up some females, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
Get to flirting. I'm wearing like gym shorts, loose shorts. Where they're like, let's run to this set. I lose my phone.
Damn.
I'm searching everywhere. Nothing appears. Like, it's pitch black outside now. Tony's like blinded by the females at the moment, so he's like not helping me look. And Tiger, come here. And by the time I get Tony, it's a wrap. My phone's gone because we're near a stage, like a rave's going on, like mosh pits forming. It's a wrap. That thing's a goner. The next day, I think it was Juice WRLD was performing. I lose my group again.
No, Lord.
Have no phone, can't communicate with nobody.
Yeah,
at this point, I'm gonna just enjoy this set. I don't even know, like, who Juice WRLD was.
That's crazy.
I get into the, like, I use this little restroom. Leaving the restroom, I kind of like, excuse me. Next thing I know, I'm in this VIP section, elevated stage.
Yeah.
Juice WRLD wasn't that big yet, so he was on a smaller stage, right?
Yeah, but what's kind of crazy is, like, Juice WRLD was still, like, putting out, like, outbeating Drake. On numbers at that point still, which is kind of crazy.
So I think he got booked right before, like, he was huge.
Right.
But anyway, I'm in this, like, mini VIP stage. Somehow I snuck in there. They let me through. And I guess it was because, like, oh, this is a small stage. It doesn't matter. Like, let this guy get through. He's by himself. He's not with a group. Boom, boom, boom. So I'm over here standing on this, like, railing. Who's this guy? And I see his little baby mama. Well, not even baby mama. Just this girl. Like, he called her baby mama, though.
Yeah.
So, like,
well, I think she was pregnant during that time, too. It came out in the documentary that she was pregnant.
Okay. So, like, he was calling, like, this is my baby mama. We don't have a kid yet. Like, he mentioned it.
Right.
I was like, all right. Buddy. Good performer. Emotional rapper. That was my introduction to Juice WRLD. Somehow managed to, like, see him by myself, lost my group, in a VIP section.
Yeah.
It was like a T-Bone VIP, like, tent. It was dope.
It's almost like, if you just, like, act like you belong, you're just like, yo, move. Like, I'm getting in here, like, so there's like, okay.
Straight up. I think that's how it happened. Like, it's just...
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, you're meant to like him.
No, like, I listen to his music now, for sure.
Okay.
Like, he's... Couple songs, active rotation.
Yeah.
Favorite Juice album?
Death Race for Love, bro.
Yeah, facts.
That's got
Even though Goodbye, Good Riddance is like, that's like,
it's good.
It's a classic.
Right. It's like a classic.
My favorite, and there's like a classic. Like, that's a classic. Yeah. Even though he only had like three albums.
Right.
But, three of his own albums.
Yeah.
That is kind of crazy, though.
Yeah. You're meant to like him, bro.
It's crazy.
Hey, and y'all could have went with me to Cardi at Rolling Loud, but somebody got a little sleepy. That's all I got to say. Some people got
sleepers. Bro, I was not day one Rolling Loud last year.
Was that day one?
Yeah. We like just sat down
and y'all left before Cuddy and Cardi.
Okay, one.
I didn't stay for Cuddy.
I didn't. He was up there for 5 minutes, got a water ball thrown at him.
I threw it at him. My bad, okay? Goodness gracious.
Day one Rolling Loud last year, I don't think I was mentally prepared for, like, that. Day two, I was fine. But, like, yeah, day one, like, it was just, like...
Wrong mentality. We came in there and had no respect for the sun, had no respect for hydration.
Yeah.
No respect for, like, hey, man, if I'm going to get intoxicated or if I'm going to, you know, get under the influence of anything,
yeah,
I'm going to prep for and get ready for, like, the repercussions.
Yeah, that's how it was.
That sun has hands.
Yes.
Hands.
Miami hands.
So what happened? Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Was it Kid Cudi that, like, someone threw a water bottle at him?
Yeah, I did.
And then...
I'm joking.
5 minutes later, like, he's like, nah, I'm done?
Yeah, he said... Throw that one fucking bottles up here one more time, and I'm leaving the stage, or whatever the hell he said. And then somebody threw it, and then he left.
I mean, at that point, I'm going to throw it, too. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
You asked for it, bro.
Didn't that recently happen? What was the one in L.A.? The music festival in L.A.?
Coachella?
Coachella. Didn't that happen at Coachella, too? With a different artist?
Bro, it's happened a lot. The past, like, month... Like,
somebody should have thrown one at Frank Ocean.
Some country artist.
He just listened to his own music.
Fuck. Like, BB Rexha or whatever her name is, got smacked in the eye. She had, like, stitches, like, backstage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, what's your opinion on that?
On what?
Like, an artist performing at a music festival like that one.
Right?
There's huge crowds. They're not there specifically to see you. Everyone's performing.
Yeah.
The people buying waters, they're throwing water pouches out to keep everyone hydrated, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
People throwing items on stage. Let it be phones. Because, I went to a...
Them things will hurt.
It was a Spanish music festival. Everyone was throwing their phones up there, hoping the artist would take a picture on their phone or record themselves on their phone and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, they started to tell them, hey, stop throwing your phones at you. I don't know whose phone this is more. You can risk breaking it. You can risk never seeing it again. You can risk hurting me. Boom, boom, boom. At the Spanish Music Festival, I never saw anybody, like, threatening to leave or anything. But I've seen a lot of English people saying, hey, throw another item at me. I'm leaving. Like, what's your opinion on that? Like, do you think that's, like, unfair to the fans? Or is it just respecting the performer?
Well, you got to respect the performer.
But do you think, like, is it them being soft? Or is it just the fans being dickheads? Or a combination of the both?
That's a great question, actually. I feel like it's probably a good mixture of both, honestly. Because I feel like some of these artists get super big egos. Yeah. And they think they're, like, above these, like, performances where they're, you know, every performance has the possibility of something like that happening, you know? Mm-hmm. But at festivals, when there's those water packs and stuff, it's damn near... 100% more likely to happen, you know? So, at what point is it, like, an ego thing, and at what point is it a respect thing? Because because we didn't see any more water packs the whole time we were at Rolling Loud get thrown up there, right? Or, for the most part.
Thrown at the stage?
Right, yeah. The reason people were doing that was because Ye was supposed to perform, but he dropped out, however... You know, many
weeks. Yeah, that's why people
got that.
Yeah, people were so that's why they were pissed, right?
Kid Cudi instead of Kanye.
Exactly. Yeah, they're like,
Kid Cudi was like, he's a good artist, but he's not Kanye. Yeah.
Right.
Like, when you put Kanye on your poster, like, more and more people want to come. Yeah. You put
that
Kid Cudi up there.
That's the main reason I went. If I'm being real, that was the main reason I went. Yeah, you could ask one of these people here. That was the main reason I went. And, you know, I wanted to see Kendrick, of course. Future, you know, I like Future. He's good, but he's not Kanye West, you know.
Bro, I'm ready for Travis this year.
Dude, me too.
Travis.
Yeah, Utopia, that's going to be great.
Bro, he...
you got to listen to it, though.
He told the owner, or the guy Rolling Loud, he was like, you'll never see anything like Rolling Loud Miami.
Yeah, because he's dropping it the night before he actually performs at Rolling Loud. You know that, right?
Oh,
7/21. 7/21 is the day he's dropping it.
That's gonna be wild.
So, we're gonna listen to it the day of, and then we're gonna go there, and we're just gonna.
You're literally gonna have, like, Friday. Because does he perform on Friday or Saturday? Saturday,
right? Saturday. Friday is Cardi.
So you'll have Friday. It'll drop Friday night, so you have Friday. But you're going to be at the festival a good half of the day. So like, I'm not even listening to that album. I'm just going straight into...
I was like, I want to listen to the festival. Fuck it.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get...
That like, might be not, an even better plan,
yeah,
bro.
That's the way I would do it.
Yeah. Like, listen for the first time, like, I can get a genuine, okay, this is how it's supposed to be performed.
Then go home and listen to it again. Like, shit. I missed this part.
Or listen to the songs that he didn't play, because it's probably going to be a fucking 20-song track list.
Yeah. That's I think I'm going to do that, and I'm not going to listen to it. Just
go. Raw dog it, bro.
Would you like a refill?
Some more? Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, so since it appears that not many of us, one of three, liked the, two of three didn't like it, but one of three liked the pink tape.
It was just too inconsistent.
What was your out of 10, Nick? I'm sorry.
Out of 10. We never got to
that. Yeah. What would you give it?
6.5 out of 10.
6.5. That's mainly, actually pretty generous.
Mainly, it was just too, like, there would be, like, a good song, and then there would be a really bad song.
Right.
Like, it wasn't, like, because, like, most albums have, like, good songs and, like, mid-tier, and then probably, like, one or two bad ones.
Yeah.
It was, like, good, bad. There was no, like, mid-ground.
Okay. So. That's fair. I gave it an 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. Why? Because I liked it. And if you got a problem with that, don't email me. I don't want any more emails. Anyways, so do y'all think that Uzi fell off because of this album? Or do you think that he's peaking right now? What do y'all think?
No.
I don't know, like, in my opinion.
He's still fucking young as hell.
He is young. Just because I didn't like the album doesn't mean he's not popping. You know what I'm saying? What was that song that he dropped? I Just Wanna Rock.
Just Wanna Rock.
Literally, I Just Wanna Rock.
Hey, bro, that thing popped off. I mean, he walked the Eagles out.
I was saying, that was a good song. Like, I wanted to rock, and I listened to the album, and I did not want to rock.
So it's even like, with rock on the album, you didn't want to rock.
Yeah, I was listening to rock, I Just Want to Rock on the album, and I did not want to rock with the song on the album.
No, like, it's just not my cup of tea. I wouldn't say he fell off. I mean, there's a whole generation that, like, rocks with that type of music. Yeah. So.
Maybe I'm just young at heart or something.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm just an old man, bro. My back pains. It lines up.
Yeah.
You know what I give an 8 out of 10, though? It's way off topic, but that Marcus Smart trade to Memphis I just thought about.
Is that right?
Or that free agent signing.
Boo that transition.
Yeah.
Boo that transition.
Hey, I just thought about it. It's a fun question.
What are some other artists you might think have fallen off recently? Just like out of the blue. Who do y'all think fell off? I got a couple in mind. I just want to hear what y'all got to say.
Let me hear what you got to say. Let me I can feed off of that.
All right. I'm gonna start with DaBaby. That poor guy.
Do you think he fell off? Do you think he got blackballed?
He fell off. Too much of the same stuff. Drops you frequently. And then it just didn't add up for the fans. And it just... And then also the controversy on top of that didn't help. That did not help.
I think my biggest turn off on DaBaby was the same thing with Logic. Logic saying, "Did you know I'm bitch like a llama?" Like every gosh darn other song.
Yeah.
DaBaby not showing up about, hey, rest in peace to Papa Kirk, but him talking
bro,
about.
No. You can't do that. You can't.
You can't get
mad at man. You really cannot different. Get mad at man for talking about his no, dad who recently passed away.
He would really constantly talk about how he was number one charts.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da, breaking records, blah, 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 peak of his game.
Yeah.
While he was obviously going through a family tragedy. Wow.
He's telling it how it is.
But every song?
Come on.
He needs you to know. Come on, man.
But we know. We know. But I think that's what, all right, like, all right, but that's enough.
Yeah. He's just falling off. Let's see. That's another I can think of off the top of my head. Maybe Roddy Ricch. What y'all think? Roddy Ricch fell off. I think he fell off quite a bit, unfortunately.
I don't think he got to the point where he could fall off.
No, he had some bangers, though. You got to admit, bangers. And then
every Sheck West has bangers.
Oh,
Denzel Curry has bangers.
You think Denzel fell off? Come on, now.
No, what I'm saying is
no, I'm just playing.
he never got to the point where he could fall off. Like, Roddy was, he was climbing the mountain, but he wasn't at the top yet.
He, I don't know. He was pretty up there. No, he was up there, bro, for a while there.
No.
Couldn't go 5 minutes without listening to the box, bro.
Well, yeah, I think he got popular like over COVID. I'm pretty sure. Okay,
that's fair.
And then after COVID went away. Sorry, I just heard the thumping of the feet running.
It's all good.
After he did that COVID stuff, like, he's kind of didn't really release anything. So I don't know if it's bad.
Well, he has released an album recently. You know that.
Yeah, right? That was a good album.
You like that album?
Yeah. I enjoyed the album.
I was never a big Roddy Ricch guy in the first place, so that's kind of my problem. So.
Well, is he from New York, too?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
I think he's from New York, because he's got that style, like, kind of off-topic drill rap.
Kind of. I could see that. Maybe a little bit. Y'all got any people that you think fell off recently?
Fell off. I don't know. The rap game has just been so, like, inconsistent recently. It's hard to, like, say somebody fell off because, like, they could put out a good album, then a bad album, come back with a good album. And it's like, okay, did they fall off or were they just doing right. something weird?
Anybody won?
I just can't tell if they fell off or they just haven't dropped recently. Or actually falling off.
You know,
or I haven't been listening to them. Like, Lil Baby? I haven't heard a Lil Baby song in a minute.
He had a whole Baby's ass album, 25 songs, excuse me, on there. He's not that 2019, 2018 Lil Baby. He's not that My Turn Lil Baby anymore.
I don't think he fell off, though. I just think that was just
I think he's peaked, probably. What do you think?
Yeah, I can say
he's peaked.
I don't think he's peaked. I think he's still up there. Like, when he drops, like, his music is consistent. Like, you know what you're getting when you listen to Lil Baby songs. Like, it might be the same style. It might be the same style every rap, but every song is different, and it's like, you don't hear many, like, bad Lil Baby songs. So I think he's just kind of plateaued. I think he's hit his peak, but I don't think he's falling off.
That's fair. That's fair. Cool.
Baby Keem fell off, though.
What?
I
hope you're joking, bro.
What? Hot take.
Hot? Hey. That's so hot, you might need to go upstairs because you need to leave.
What?
Baby Keem fell off. Right, he's just getting started. This is like... You listen to Hillbillies?
I don't listen to
You didn't listen to Hillbillies?
No. I've been a huge fan of him since he came out.
Really? You like Kendrick?
I felt like he was, like, out there longer. You say he's like Kendrick?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's only one Kendrick. Like, someone can be like Kendrick, but there's only one Kendrick.
So you just don't think Kendrick's that good?
What?
Shit.
What?
If someone's like Kendrick.
No, I know. And you think Kendrick's
that great. By default, this guy
I'm not saying he's like Kendrick. You're saying he's like Kendrick. I'm saying he can be like Kendrick, but he's not Kendrick. I'm not saying he's like Kendrick at all.
He's got a lot of potential. He's got a lot of potential, though.
Maybe.
He fell off?
Prove me wrong.
Bro, he's dropped, like, what, 3 albums? And his most recent one was the most popular one.
Baby Keem, prove me wrong.
Okay. He'll just have to prove you wrong this year, bro. Him and Kendrick are going to drop a duo project, I promise you.
He's got to do something without Kendrick, though. To cement himself as, like, an artist. Like, you can't just go through being 50-50 on every song with Kendrick your entire career. He's got to get off
the solo. I don't know. He's got some good solo songs, though. Have you listened to the Melodic
Blue? Wasn't Orange Soda his?
Yeah.
That was a good song. I'll admit that was a good song.
Of course, you mentioned Orange Soda, bro. Out of all the ones you could have mentioned, you mentioned that one. That's okay. We saw him live, too. How'd you not like him live?
I didn't really pay attention.
Well, damn. Well, let's just not go to a music festival and not listen to music, all right?
He was zooted. Give him a break.
I was,
Yeah, I got you.
He was zooted.
I was getting ready for City Girls, all right? Sorry.
Shit. You right?
Bro, that was hilarious. Like, all those girls, like, were like, if you don't like City Girls, get the fuck out the way. Like,
oh, who's that? Who's that one more that went up on the stage? It was it's like Saucy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Saucy's been dead. No, all right, no. So,
oh god.
So we see that dude in his yellow rubber jumpsuit. Right. I go to work. After we get back, I go to work. And someone's playing that, like, Walk It Like a Dog song at Chili's, bro.
Oh,
I lost my shit.
Funny, hey man, I'll give him this though. Like, not my cup of tea, but hey, he performed.
He was a performer. You cannot be mad. He performed.
He made a production out there.
Yes, right? Even though, like you said, like not your cup of tea, like not something I listen to, not something right. I will listen to, but he made it tolerable.
Yeah.
Like his performance, you're like.
His performance was so good, you kind of.
Like, I can see why his fans would like this. I don't like it, but I can see why people do. Like, okay.
I get it. It was
respectable.
He was just a character. Assuming he goes by he.
Well, he did but wear he was a yellow rubber jumpsuit or something.
He was a character. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was interesting. That was just an interesting performance. I was not expecting that.
Did you like, what was it, Casey?
Oh, yeah. What was his name? Was it Casey?
There was Casey. Was one of,
and then there was another one. K-Charles.
K-Charles.
K-Charles, a legend, bro. Yeah.
Lord. I don't think I've ever wanted to not hear music ever in my life than listening to K-Charles. All right,
while we're on the topic.
Yeah.
When's this next rolling out?
In 20 days.
20 yeah. days. All 20. Right,
so. Starts on what, the 20th, I think?
21st. So we're, 21 days.
21 days out. You guys, obviously you two are going. I'm staying out on this one.
Shake my head.
Anyway, who are you guys looking forward to the most?
Ooh.
Obviously Travis.
I need to pull up the.
Hey, don't say obviously Travis, bro.
He hasn't performed,
bro.
Whenever like, Houston,
he's good. You can't just assume that's gonna be my answer. You can't just assume that.
He's headlining.
He's a headliner of three. Who are the other two?
ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky. That's who I want to go see, bro.
I think he said it from the get-go, like before the.
That's what
drop.
I said.
He said,
I said
Rocky's going.
Exactly. I said they don't have anybody else. They got to pick Rocky, bro. They got to pick Rocky. That's who I'm going to see. Thank you very much. And then Travis, of course. But don't assume stuff.
So Friday's Playboy, Saturday Travis, Sunday ASAP. On Friday, I don't really care about Playboy. I know you do. And
what?
I mean, I'll go to his
set.
That's
crazy.
I'll go to his set.
How can you say that?
I'm more excited for...
Rocky.
No, I'm talking about on Friday.
Oh, on Friday, yeah.
Friday.
You're excited for Nav.
Lil Durk, Lil Yachty, Ski Mask, Key Glock, shout out Memphis. Ice Spice, bro, Ice Spice.
That's who you're excited for?
Bikini Bottom.
I'm going to throw up.
She's
aight. She in all actuality, she's aight.
I'm excited for Ski though. He did a phenomenal.
Well, Ski was there last year.
I know, but it's still an awesome performance. Water.
Yeah, he's.
Lil Durk also. I haven't seen Lil Durk live. I didn't see him last year.
Yeah, he was on the other stage when Ye came out. Who actually knows if it was him though? Yeah,
but this lineup is not as stacked as last year's, but it's still
not,
a good lineup.
Those are some of my favorite artists for sure. Cardi's good. He's not one of my favorite artists though, but he's good in my opinion.
That's fair. Saturday we got Travis, Ray Shremond, which I'm excited to see them. Trippy, Nav.
Excited to see Nav for sure, and Trippy.
Do you think he'll be on the main stage?
I hope so. He deserves to be on the main stage.
You know who
bro.
Trippy deserves to be on the main
oh,
stage?
Oh, and Trippy. Trippy, of course, deserves to be on the
main
stage.
I don't know why
bro.
He was on the side stage. Honestly.
Yeah, they fucked him over, yeah. They need to put him on the main stage.
I think they had somebody asked to on the main stage whenever he was performing.
I think he was a little baby, wasn't that? Because Trippy was right before... Trippy was right before who?
I think that's right.
It's probably Suicide Boys, I think.
Yeah, because
Ja
went
over
there.
Yeah. I was the only one that... Stayed for who did I stay for? Was that the
Cardi? Yeah, that was Cardi. Cardi.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And then Sunday, ASAP, very excited.
Oh yeah, Ja went to go see Trippy Red and Suicide Boys. Who was perform? Is Lil Baby and then Future? I think. No, Lil Baby then Kendrick. That's who it was.
I don't remember.
It doesn't matter.
There's no way he missed Kendrick, but.
No, he didn't miss Kendrick.
No, Ja did miss Kendrick because
that's
he went to go see
crazy.
Suicide Boys. Yeah, no, he actually did.
That's insane.
No. Shout out Ja. I still make fun of him to this day for that. no offense to Suicide Boys fans, but.
Goofy,
and Coop really just wanted some pets. That's all right.
The dogs are going crazy.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I don't know.
The door's open. I have the back door open.
Yeah, so. Yeah, ASAP Rocky. That's who I'm excited to see. I wonder if he's going to drop a new album before the new hit album that could be dropping. Don't Be Dumb. He's supposed to drop it this year. He said it's done already. So I don't know what he's waiting on. He's probably just waiting for Travis or something. He might drop it here soon. Who actually knows? It'd be cool if he drops it before his Rollin' Loud performance, though. Because he's a hell of an artist, if y'all ever get the chance to really just dive deep into him. Definitely did the big stuff before a lot of the bigger guys kind of made that more like, because he's really the one that kind of like led Travis to kind of like make that more alternative type style, which is super cool, because, you know, to be an inspiration for somebody that big, that's awesome. And you can't say he's not, because Travis literally copies the Duterte style. So, I'm super excited for Rocky. Yeah. Nick, who are you excited to see? Nav, of course.
On Saturday.
And then anybody at Rollin' Loud. Yeah. Who are you going to Rollin' Loud for?
Sorry, guys, I had to get my dog out of the way.
What you doing, boy?
I'm excited for Travis, obviously, just because Utopia's dropping, and I feel like that's going to be, you know, his, like, return to...
The top.
his return back to the top.
You got a favorite Travis song? Kind of just throw you for a loop here. I'm curious what you got. Just off the dome, you know.
Rodeo. Something off Rodeo.
Something off Rodeo.
Okay. I can't remember the exact song.
Antidote? No. That's a banger. It is a banger.
Back in middle school, for sure.
Was it really that long ago?
I think it was back in middle school, bro.
I'm that old.
Yeah, I think that... No, I think that was like...
No, that's middle school.
Was it middle school? I thought it was like early high school.
What year did it come out?
Rodeo 2015.
Wow. No, that's high school.
We really old, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. 2015.
What's your favorite song, Travis? Do you have a favorite?
I'm going to have to say, this might, I don't know, halfway generic answer, but I like Skeletons.
Okay.
I feel like that's a super creative, that's what happens when you get the A-team and you put them all in one room and you say, make a song right now. Because you got The Weeknd, you got Kanye West, you got Travis Scott, all on the same track. It's amazing. I feel like it's a pretty generic answer, though. But it's my personal favorite, just because it's like...
Hold That Heater is a good song.
Oh, the...
Hidden Future?
Like, the one with the Southside? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hold That Heat? Yeah, that's a good song, too. Yeah, that's a good song, too. Yeah.
I think he's going to bring Future out. Future's got to be in Miami.
Oh, that'd be so cool. That'd be so cool, yeah. Having Future out there again. Because he brought out Travis last year.
He's got to do it, yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool seeing Travis. Yeah. Like just for like the couple songs he did, it was cool.
That's why I like music festivals, like
it's history. It's literally history to make.
It's history, and it's like it makes me not want to go to concerts. Like just like buy tickets to like a concert. Like other than like Drake. Other than Drake, who like performs, like he doesn't do festivals anymore. Like I would rather spend $300 to go to a music festival for a weekend and see 50 artists that I love listening to,
yeah,
rather than spending $300 to watch one guy perform for 30 minutes and then his two people that he has on before him. Like, it's just in terms of like how I'm saying, like, it just like it kind of ruins concerts for me.
Okay, ruins them.
I know Juan was shaking his head.
It kind of makes me want to go to concerts more, if I'm being real. Like if there's an artist that's not going to the festival, like I want to go see them just because I know what the, you know, concert experience might be like for them, so to say. You know, it kind of encourages me to go to more concerts.
Your pockets be fat.
Well, I didn't say that, but, you know. Cool.
Cyber money, man.
Yeah. Cybersecurity, of course. Not really, but, you know.
Fight the China.
Yeah.
Nah, I disagree with Nick. I might agree more with you. I think it's like, you see the performances. For example, we saw Kendrick.
Yeah.
We got a little segment of Kendrick's performance on his, like, his concert. what was his set, like 45 minutes, an hour? I think he went over.
Yeah.
He was like an hour, but it was supposed to be 45. Yeah, it was a little. Seeing the way he performed, the way he like tells the story of his album with the art he performs on stage.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to see the full set now. Like, Kendrick comes over here. I want to see him perform live twice.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen his concert, though.
Right. I want to go see. That's a different experience, yeah, exactly. For sure.
I want to go see that. Like,
that's a good point. Yeah.
With Cole, I want to see. I think I saw like a TikTok clip or a YouTube clip of Cole and one of his performances. Like,
yeah.
5 minutes. I was like, dang, I wonder what the rest looked like.
Right.
Yeah. Because it was such like thought that's out. Fair.
I feel like it also kind of depends on the artist, yeah, like, you know, like,
for sure.
Like, I if I went and saw, I don't know, like Lil Durk or somebody like that live or whatever at Rolling Loud, would I want to go see him again? I don't know, because I didn't see him, but yeah. If he was actually like that good, you know, maybe, but I don't know how good of a performer he is quite yet, you know, if he has like, because Kendrick, you know, he had that whole little like scene and all that, like he had actors out there or performer dancers. People, yeah, and he had a whole performance going on,
dude,
you know,
had like 7 fits on, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
wow. Yeah. Anyways,
what's next on the list, guys? I don't have my phone.
So yeah,
I can assist here.
I wrote down NBA stuff, so y'all can enlighten me on some NBA stuff that's relevant, all right, and. Do it.
Before we start talking about NBA, I want to announce that we are casuals. We are casuals.
I am ignorant on the subject.
No, I'm a diehard NBA fan.
Huh?
I'm a diehard. I'm not a casual.
He's a diehard Grizzlies fan. We are like, NBA casuals.
Okay. I'm
before,
a hardcore
before NBA, like,
NBA
heavy watchers, like, okay. What do you mean? LeBron has a 33% chance of making a shot, specifically in this little square foot. There's
no, I just hate that.
Shut
shit.
Up, bro.
You know, it's just like there's some people like that, bro. It's like, dude,
that's crazy.
I enjoy.
I
ball.
Believe it though.
Yeah, I enjoy ball. Like well, yeah. You look too deep into it. I enjoy ball. That's it.
Yeah, I just I'm a hardcore Grizzlies fan. I kind of have to be, but I'm not. I guess I'm not an NBA watcher 24/7. I'm not always up to date with the.
You're not watching every game. Like,
yeah. But I do keep up with the free agency, which has kind of been crazy this year.
Oh, like free agency just started. Was it Thursday? Was it Thursday?
Yeah, and it's already been hot. The Rockets spent $210 million.
Insane.
For Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks.
Like, Dylan Brooks doesn't surprise me so much after that's all that they got Fred.
$80 million, though?
He's worth it.
How much?
$80
million. 80.
4 year, $80 million.
Yeah, $20
million. That's good.
This is the same dude from the Grizzlies that the Grizzlies said, in no circumstances are you going to be on my team again.
Yeah.
They're like, everyone's like, oh, he's going to China. He's going to China.
Yeah.
He can't play in the league. He can't make a shot. Da, 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 da. And I said, even during the regular season, yeah. I was like, A-tier, S-tier defender. He picks up the hardest defensive assignment against every team. Every time. Yeah, he doesn't go score 20.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to try to do whatever he can do to lock up whoever's in front of him.
Yeah.
And, like, you need that. You need that energy. Like, Draymond Green, you can see Draymond Green getting paid. And, like, oh, he wouldn't be good if he wasn't on the Warriors. We think that.
Right.
But, like, we haven't seen him on another team, obviously. He re-signed with the Warriors. So, shout out him for that. But you need an energy guy. You need a defender. You need a guy that says, I don't care. I don't need a score. Go out there and play hard.
I think his issue, which is just something I noticed, I mean, just watching him throughout the playoffs, I mean, he was guarding LeBron, but he was also not doing anything offensively. So his defense was, like, still decent,
yeah,
as always, but his offense, I think he gets in his head too much. So it's, like, the second somebody, like, starts talking shit after the game about he can't make a bucket, he has to go prove him wrong. So he'll shoot, like, 10 threes in a row. Like, it's just his timing's terrible.
Go
try to get yourself a bucket, but do it at the right time. Like, he was just, like, shooting up threes and we were down by 10, like, 5 seconds into the shot clock.
Like, you're not him.
Yeah.
Well, not even like that, but you're, like, you're not the guy that's going to be like, oh, we're down 15 points. I'm going to change the tempo.
Superman.
Like, LeBron would dunk on him and then he'd, like, go try to, like, do some dumb shit and turn over the ball. And it's like.
That's not your
job. So he tells.
Yeah,
he tells.
Yeah.
It's not your job. Like, your job is to go defend.
Right.
Like, yeah, go get a bucket. If they leave you open, shoot it.
Yeah.
But it's also like, don't. When we were at the game, what was it, game one, game two?
Game one.
We were at game one when they played the Lakers.
Right.
And there were so many times, like, he would grab the basketball, and I would just pray he doesn't shoot it.
Straight up. Like, literally, our whole section, don't shoot. Pass the ball.
Like, I love Dylan Brooks as a player because I think, like, what, going back to, like, you have to have that guy that's the defensive guy, and yeah, he's a phenomenal defender.
Yeah.
But this man cannot shoot the rock at all.
He's streaky, though. Like, I will, like...
He'll get on streaks, but then he'll go on, like... He'll go, like, decent good streaks and then very, slumps, very bad yeah, slumps.
So it's like he's not a scorer. He's not a scorer, but he'll go on a little streak and he'll score 12, 15 points back to back to back. Like, he ain't missing a shot. But, like, you hoop, I hoop, we all get those streaks that sometimes we just don't miss. It's just like...
Yeah, we were playing pickup the other day and I was just shooting
dumbass threes. And it's like, you're not a three-point shooter. And he's shooting... Dude shot 95%. Like, it was, all right, well, I'm going to let you keep shooting them,
but
too.
But the next game, I don't think I made a single three.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but it's just, you go through these streaks, and it's like, you can't miss. There's nothing you can do. Like, right. God can be in front of you. Just still going in. And it's how it goes. It's like, I don't hate a player shoot when he's open, but it's like, if they keep leaving you open, maybe don't shoot it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's times, like, at that game, like, he would have a wide-open shot, and we would all say don't shoot, and it would go in. And it was like, I think I looked over to Juan and said, I'm glad he made it, but never shoot that shot again. Like, it's just that bad of an offensive player. Damn. No, he's also in the NBA, so he will ruin me in a game with 21 all day long.
Oh,
he
yeah.
will
yeah,
beat my ass. But on the court, he's just, I don't know if he's worth $80
million. Yeah. I think he is. That's a lot.
I think he is.
What position does he play?
Small forward, yeah.
Okay. How many of those guys are more defense-oriented compared to offense-oriented, would you say?
Not many.
I was about to say, that sounds like
S2
a role.
Defense.
Yeah.
S2.
Right.
The offense, the league is, like, very offensive right now.
Okay.
So, explosiveness.
That's what I was kind of curious about, was just the overall, like, aura.
That's what, like, having a guy like that, having a guy like Marcus Smart, Draymond, like, any type of those guys who's, like, they know they're not the predominant scorer, mm-hmm. and they know their role is defense. Like, you don't have many of those anymore.
Bring in a Marcus Smart. Go into the Grizzlies. The question for me, when the Grizzlies said, like, hey, we're not bringing back Dylan Brooks, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, well, he's our star defender. Without him, our defense is not the same. Wow. Like, well, what were we ranked defensively? Like, 13?
Huh? I think we were, like, number two, one or two.
It's top five for sure.
Yeah, top three, I'm pretty sure, but yeah.
He was a huge factor in that. Obviously, we had the Defensive Player of the Year, Triple J, but remove Brooks, we're not the same.
Right.
I was like, who's going to take that toll? Like, who's going to replace that? Because Triple J, he protected the paint, but he wasn't gone, what's it called, the guards, the wings. Like, he was not that guy. He's a center. And once we picked up Marcus Smart, I was like, I didn't even know he was on the table. I didn't know he was on the trading block. I didn't know what was going on. But he was the former Defensive Player of the Year.
I think he was it last year.
Yeah, is that like his former Defensive Player of the Year?
Right.
And he can go get a bucket. He can go get you 20 any night. Any night. Oh, you not making it? All right, give me the ball. I'll take care of it.
What I love about him, too, is like he knows what type of scorer he is. Like, he'll shoot the three, but he's better going and getting tough shots.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what Dylan Brooks lacked, was I think he could have been a good, like, two-way player, but he just, like, tried to shoot these long balls too much.
Yeah.
But Marcus Smart on the Grizzlies, I think it's a good pickup because I think, one, they needed a more veteran presence to the team. I think Shannon Sharp said it, too, on one of his segments. It was cute then. Like, it was cute when you guys were the, like, up-and-coming underdogs. Now you guys are the dogs,
mm-hmm.
like arguably in the West, there's like only three teams that, I mean, now after the trades, but last year there's three teams that like could have been in the top, in my opinion, and like they have to act like, and they kept acting like their old like childish ways, which I think just in turn led to the whole Ja Morant situation. Just I think it's just a mindset. So I think bringing that veteran presence to the team would be phenomenal.
Yeah, definitely think it's a good pickup. I forget which, I want to say it was TNT team, like Shaq, their squad. I want to say it was one of them, but they're like, it's different. They're talking about the Kings at the time, but like I related to the Grizzlies. It's different being the hunter and now the hunted.
Yeah.
Both the Kings and the Grizzlies are established, like, hey, we're here. We're young, but we're here.
I think the Kings got one more year, but I think they're close.
No, they went toe-to-toe with the Warriors. Like, that was the series of the playoffs before, obviously, like, conference finals.
I think that was just more of a match, a team-on-team matchup is why it became. But I don't
know. It's still, like, if it became the
you put the game, King, you put the Kings against the Nuggets round one, though?
Yeah, the Nuggets were the champions. They beat
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think I don't think they're there yet. Like, I don't think the Kings are to that point where like they're a
contender. They can beat the champions?
No.
Yeah, because they were the champions.
No, but what? You're trying to say that they're one of the top dogs now. You're saying that they are one of the hunted, meaning they are on the same level as the Grizzlies or as the Nuggets.
Right.
All right. Just so I can clarify how the rankings were for a non-NBA watcher.
Yeah.
Nuggets, Grizzlies, Kings. Those Kings were the top three.
Kings okay. were three.
Kings were three.
Kings were four.
Who was three?
Warriors.
The Warriors were six, you dickhead.
No way. No way I'm that off.
God. Casual. Casual.
Please don't burn us at the stake. Please.
Anyways.
Casual. No, what does it say? What does it say?
I didn't even look. I'm not even going to look.
No, I'll search it up.
You search it up. Search it up. Don't mess up the computer. Anyways, I don't think, that's my opinion, I don't think the Kings are there yet. I don't think that they can go toe-to-toe with,
I want to say they signed somebody new, too. I don't.
The Kings? No. They signed Sabonis to a longer term.
I want to say they signed somebody else. They lost a couple, too. Because I want to say the Suns picked up two of their, like, bench players. Like, well, like, they weren't good bench players. Or
anything. Yeah. I just don't think the Kings are there. I think they just had a really good year, just like Memphis had 2 years ago when they shouldn't have been the two seed, and somehow they were. I think they still have a year of going through because they had, I think that this is their first year with their head coach. So it could just be like a fresh thing. You have a fresh coach and you just take off, and then next year you could plateau, and then you're just a average team.
Interesting.
Forgive my roommate making hella noise in the kitchen right now.
Facts. That's not good.
I just don't think they're there. I mean, they're the third seed.
Looky here. I pulled it up. NBA standings for the 2022-2023 season.
Okay, I was wrong. You say
Nuggets,
I was wrong.
Let's move Grizzlies, on. Kings. Oh, where were the Warriors? Six.
I just said we can admit I'm wrong.
One knows the numbers, apparently.
Casual.
Anyways, I just don't think that they're there yet. You can be a three seed, cool. And the Lakers also made it, to the conference finals? Sure?
Yeah.
Made it to the conference finals, and what seed are they?
They're eight. No, seven.
Okay. So, like, the rankings don't really mean much.
All right, but even at the start of the playoffs, they said this was the craziest NBA setup where, like, an eight seed made the finals. What?
I'm not arguing the eight seed. I'm arguing. I just don't think the Kings are ready. That's just my point. I don't think I don't think the Kings are there yet. I think where Memphis was 2 years ago, where they got this, two years ago, when we placed the Warriors, lost to the Warriors, when we became the two seed, and no one thought we would have been the two seed. And then we still had this year where we were the two seed again, but we didn't do shit with it. I think the Kings are going to have to go through that cycle.
I think they're a little ahead. That's just me. We see ball a little differently, so we're entitled to that opinion. And I guess next season we're going to see.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
I can't hear you at all.
Anyway.
Should we move on to this last subject that we had in mind?
Yeah. What's the last one?
We can talk about that, what's it called? College admissions affirmative action.
I'm going to let you say your take first.
Sure. I feel like, at least for, you know, especially some groups, it's going to hurt and help a lot of groups. Do y'all think that something like this is like inherently racist towards certain ethnicities or ethnic groups? Something like affirmative action with college admissions? I'm just curious.
You think,
what y'all think.
Are you asking like taking it away? Is it racist by taking it
away?
Yeah,
as in, is the concept itself, is that racist?
I think to
favor somebody based on the color of their skin.
I feel like that's the definition.
For admissions to. Okay.
If you're going off like from a definition standpoint, I feel like it does fall in that category.
Okay.
Do I think that it is? No.
Okay.
I don't think that implementing it was racist. I think in print, if you just want to go by definition, sure, it falls under that category. But
okay.
I don't think it was meant to be like racist.
Right.
I think it's just trying to help. I think we talked about last podcast, but it's like giving people a chance to catch up just because the system has done so many people dirty. It's like, okay, here's your chance, like catch up.
Sure.
I think that's just what it is.
Okay. That's a good take. What you got, Juan?
I think, obviously, I haven't dug deep into this subject or anything. If we were to remove this, well, obviously it's removed now. I think the goal when they implemented it originally wasn't a bad idea. Removing it now, I think if we're going to remove it now, remove the question of what race are you on applications.
Facts. I was thinking it's not important.
Yeah, what's the point of having that like section?
Right.
Like, it's stupid. Why are you asking me if I'm Hispanic, non-Hispanic?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you asking me if I'm white, black, or Southeast Asian?
Asking that question is not just a
grouping people
mission.
It's
like
there's no purpose.
For certain things it matters. It's like driver's license, consensus, like all there's the consensus they do, like all of that stuff matters in terms of just trying to figure out the data.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of like determining whether you can get into something,
mm-hmm.
like, why does it matter?
Exactly.
If you're asking that question on the front end, it has to be a determining factor. Because
exactly.
The things they ask for on the front end,
it depends. You know, I feel like to an extent it's okay to include some of that stuff, right? Just to, you know, for statistics wise and whatnot. But how much you use that as a determining factor, that's when it becomes a problem. If you use it too much, then, you know, that could cause issues with other groups. But if you lose it too little, you'd be causing issues with other groups potentially, you know?
I think when it comes to like the data, like,
which might sound bad.
It does sound bad.
Well, you said a whole lot of nothing.
Well, that's the problem. The whole idea is kind of bad in the first place. It's intended to be good, right?
We shouldn't have this problem. That's
exactly.
Like the concept is we shouldn't have this problem.
Exactly. The intentions are there. The intentions were probably good when they were implementing it, but it ended up hurting a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, I think the question on the front end isn't necessary to determine if you can get in. I think knowing that information, like, after, like, I feel like the admissions part should just take out that questioning.
That's what I'm saying.
Just from the admissions
applications.
Point. Yeah.
And once you're ruling for classes and whatnot,
yeah,
gotta,
like,
once
you, like, fill out
your
information,
medical stuff
yeah.
and da 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 da.
Yeah.
That's different.
But,
right.
Like, I gotta figure out who you are, because, like, some diseases are, like, tied with certain races.
Yeah. Like, what is the determining factor for me getting into the school?
Right.
Is it my grades, or is it my ethnicity?
Mm-hmm.
It's the grades.
I'm obviously biased, because, you know. Scholarship.
Yeah. So do y'all think it's a unfair idea that it even was put in place in the first place?
No, not at all. Not at all.
So what makes it a bad idea now?
To have it in place?
Right. Why do you think they removed it now and even put it in the first place? Why was it a thing and then why did they take away it now?
I think taking it away now is a whole other spiel of, like, the act of warfare. Like, the internal Civil War, Cold War that we're having, if that makes sense.
You lost me.
I think
what
it's
are we talking about?
It's like there's, like, an underlying Civil War in the U.S. right now, just in terms of, like, political side.
It was just, like, political war. Like, it doesn't even have to be, like,
You watch Fox News or something?
No. Like,
I ain't heard nothing about this. I would have joined already.
Like, how woke?
That's a joke.
How woke are you? Type battle. Like,
yeah.
Woke battle.
Of course.
So like,
yeah. That's gonna be a thing forever. It's just really popped off here recently.
That's
because,
what I'm saying. So it's like we're having an active war. And it's
yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like an active Civil War, Cold War. So there's a lot of like no action, but like action with these small details types. So that's why I think it got removed. I think.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a bad idea to start off with. I think they took it too far, but it was because it was like, well, look how woke I am. I have this percent of whatever this group is, and this percent of this, and look how diverse I am. I don't discriminate. Blah blah blah. And it's.
What point are you trying to prove here? I feel like some of that stuff has just become a little bit too out there. She's trying to like prove a point. Go back, like, how woke are you? Why are you looking at me like that?
Did you just make fun of allies?
Well, I'm making fun of like the white people that have to make it like a point that that's what they support.
Oh,
like the people that are trying to make it like, oh, I'm white, I support them, and I support them, and I support them. Like,
and they post on Instagram or something. Yeah, like and that's then they cool. Delete that shit, and then they
yeah,
like, that shit
that's cool. Like your allies.
It's
I don't care, but like,
yeah.
Why are you trying to prove it to me?
Exactly.
Like why do you have to prove it to me? Why can't you just believe in what you believe in? I believe
that's
what I believe
that's
in.
That's a great point.
Like, why does that have to be proven?
That's a lot better point than what I originally thought it was going to be. That's
yeah. You guys got to let me finish.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, that's a good point, though.
Like,
that's a really good point.
I feel like, and it's not just with like that. It's like with a bunch of different topics. Like, just trying to prove it to me. Like, I don't care. Just do what you want to do.
Exactly. Maybe, how woke are you? Okay. I just wanted to hear what y'all thought.
What do you think?
What I think? You know, I feel like the idea had good intentions in the first place when they, you know, first implemented it. And then, like you said, they took it too far. They made it too much of a determining factor. And then that's kind of like, I feel like they made it too much of a determining factor. They took it too far. And then they're like, all right, y'all kind of abusing the fact that it's a thing now. We got to take it away. And so it's probably I don't want to say it's a good thing that it's gone completely, but I feel like it helps and hurts groups, so it's not really a good thing for anybody at this point. But, you know, was it an inherently racist idea, or does it fall in the definition of racism? Probably.
Removing it or the original concept of having it like, in place?
The fact that that was such a big determining factor, and you would constantly be that was a driving factor of admissions. That's racist, just based on
from a definition standpoint.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly the point I'm trying to make. It's like just based off that definition, yes, it is racist.
You take everything else off, you're like
did it have good intentions? Sure. Was it abused over time, and then they had to take it away? Sure. So I feel like there's pluses and minuses to it, you know. That's my take on it. Sure, it can be a determining factor, but it shouldn't be the main one.
I agree.
That's fair.
Goodbye, friends and family.
Podcast out.
Coupons out.